Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. It is the ordinary workaday coverage of these events that tends to be more offensive than the not-so-hot takes. Much of the television reporting on Irma is a case in point. The tone of the 24/7 cable coverage was barbarous and moronic, presenting the storm as a kind of real-life action film, one minute of which viewers would not want to miss lest they be spared some fresh prospect of human misery or a hitherto unglimpsed vista of nature at her most callous and indifferent. Ditto the perpetually live updating pages from newspapers featuring the latest distress-laden gifts of people flagging down helicopters from their roofs. Hey, Llama! Hey, we're down here! Or rowing boats down suburban streets and tweets with unconfirmed details about further injuries. Watch time-lapse video of Hurricane Irma's destruction in Miami. The Washington Post bids me. I think I'll pass. Thanks. But it would be far too easy to lay the blame for all this with the media. If everybody changed the channel or closed the tab, none of this would be here. The truth is that at some level, we are all fascinated by the suffering of others. Who has not heard in the back of his head that grotesque, nagging little voice of anti-hope, wishing that it will be a Category 5 after all? We are, nearly all of us, disappointed just slightly when things turn out to be better than we had expected. Which is to say, better than initial reports had prepared us to imagine they might be. This is why people read true crime, why stopped cars on the side of the road slow down traffic, why there is always some bystander interviewed on CNN who only arrived on the scene of a bridge collapse due to morbid curiosity. It is the main lesson I took away from September the 11th, my chief memory of which is my homeroom teacher telling us how much she looked forward to the prospect of going home and watching television past midnight. Perhaps it is because we have seen too many films or played too many video games, or simply because we are socially and geographically removed from the objects of our fascination that we relish these chances to soak up evil. But I doubt it. I think it's something older and more wicked, something to which the entertainment industry caters rather than an appetite that it has created. In other words, I suspect that we like watching and reading about bad things, luxuriating in despair, because we are, most of us, pretty bad. I'm not sure there's an easy solution for that. Wow. That's telling it like it is. You know why people like watching Hurricane Irma coverage? Because we are bad.